This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, with a light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. We have expertise in all areas of law relating to rainbow families, including surrogacy, sperm and egg donation agreements, adoption, co-parenting arrangements, and arrangements for children after separation. Mention Joy and receive a free 30-minute consultation. Find out more and get in touch at nicholslaw.com.au. Nichols Family Lawyers are a proud Joy sponsor.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Good evening. This is Mama Miss, joined by producer Gina. You are listening to Family Matters. Good evening, Gina. How are you?
Hey, good evening. I'm getting a bit of shtick from our guest who's joining us later. Our lovely guest, Jack Tomlins, who was actually our first ever guest on Family Matters almost a year ago.
Yeah, well, it's almost a year now.
Almost a year, almost 1 year old. And Jax remembers when I was a bubbling, nervous mess in front of the panel, pressing all the wrong things. I've assured her that I still press all the wrong things.
But you are much, much calmer now than when
I am
used
much
to be.
Calmer. I kind of break things with confidence and try and fix them with
with confidence. All right, well, Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, we might as well.
Might as well. So tonight, if you do want to reach out to us, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. You can email us on air at joy.org.au. You can get us on facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. We're Twits as well, Family Matters 94. And
Everywhere you can download our podcast on iTunes, rate us, subscribe to us, whatever you want to do.
And anytime Gina updates it to the new podcast, your little phone can go bling, and you get a new episode down.
It's not a Grindr update. It's a new podcast. It's us.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
From Grindr.
Well, we're going to start one way or another. That's how we're going to get started.
All right, let's get started. One way or another, you are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters, your lighthearted look at parenting and rainbow families. Our special guest tonight is Jack Tomlins. Would you like to tell us a bit more about Jack, Gina?
Well, firstly, welcome back, Jax. It's almost been a year.
Thanks, guys. I'm very, very happy to be here. And I was recalling that very first time, which was your first show. And you were all super nervous, but you did a brilliant job. But I am very impressed tonight looking at Gina here with her four screens and her lots of niles, dials and knobs and looking very efficient. Great job.
She looks like the captain of the Starship, doesn't she?
She absolutely does.
If I can fool everyone by looking comfortable, hey, I'm good for that. But not here to give me shtick. Now, Jax, the reason you were our first guest is because when I was researching this show, there was a publication you put out called Outspoken Families, a resource kit for rainbow families.
That's right.
That is a resource kit for rainbow families, and it was a resource kit for producer Gina going, oh, my God, I need to know more about a topic because here's a childless lesbian going, I'm going to tell you all how to raise your families on this show. No, that book has been a godsend, and we recommend it to people week in and week out.
Fantastic. Thank
you. I highly recommend it to our audience and especially prospective parents who are about to have conversations because it's phenomenal. But you're writing something else. Well, you've written something else. That's
written
why you're
something
here
else. Yeah. Yeah. So
tell
the Curse
story,
of Grandma
Jax.
Maple. There is a story behind the story. So I have written a novel for Rainbow Family Kids. It's pitched probably upper primary, so 8 to 12 year olds. And it is an adventure mystery. Cousins, Australian kids, and it's set in Canada. And fast paced, lots of action, all sorts of things happen. And coincidentally, the Australian kids have got two mums.
Now, because I know you quite personally as well, Jax, this sounds very personal as well.
A teeny bit autobiographical, perhaps?
Maybe.
It is a teeny bit autobiographical. So what happened was when the kids were little, so Sarah, my partner, is Canadian, and like many Canadians, they've got a cottage, they call them, even though it doesn't resemble anything like a cottage, a lake house in Ketchikoma, a couple of hours north of Toronto. And we took the kids there when they were very little, and they had a blast. And I found myself imagining what it would be like for the kids when they were a bit older. And out of this idea came this story of a group of kids, a group of cousins who get rid of the parents and persuade them that they're capable of going out on an adventure and canoes into the wilderness themselves. So that was the basis for the story.
Yeah.
So I actually started writing it a number of years ago. And at the time, I wanted the two mums in there, but I just had two books published by mainstream publishers, and I wasn't confident that a mainstream publisher would pick it up, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. Possibly now, but still would be difficult. So I decided what I'd do is that I would give the two mums gender-neutral names.
Okay.
I'd be really careful about the pronouns.
You were going to trick them, weren't you, Jax?
I was going to trick them so that my kids and people who knew would know that it was two mums, but I might get a publisher.
But to make sure here, though, is that the story is not about having two mums or a rainbow family.
The story is not about anything to do. No, it's a great kids' adventure story. And that was the idea, that they would just happen to have these two mums. Anyway, fast forward a few years, at the time, I came close to getting a publisher, and then that didn't happen. It's, you know, life took over, more kids, it ended up in the bottom drawer. And then a few years ago, I thought, you know, times have changed, and I actually thought that I could write it and I could, bugger this, I'd put the two mums in, you know, as they were.
Really girly names?
Well, see, they got to be S and J names, so that was a bit tricky. They changed a few times. But they would have identifiable girl names. They would definitely be two mums. They would be married, the whole bit. And they would put them in, and then I would market it to our community. So I went back and tweaked it and rewrote it, and that is now the current manuscript of The Curse of Grandma Maple.
Now, before we ask a little bit more about this journey, because you're extraordinarily busy, Jax, so just, you know, whipping together a book out of a drawer, it's not that easy, but some people got hands on this manuscript and actually reviewed this book.
Indeed, they did. My first three unbiased reviewers.
We're going to hear from the reviewers, and they're not biased whatsoever. So this is a gorgeous little review we're going to play for you now of The Curse of Grandma Maple.
Hi, my name is Scout and I am a little. The first chapter made me want to read more and more, and before I knew it, I had finished the book. Hi, I'm Kelly, I'm 9, and I just read my mum's book, The Curse of Grandma Maple. It's an intriguing mystery, but funny as well. The words used in the book make it easy to visualise and always capture the moment perfectly.
Hi, I'm Corin, and I'm 14, so I'm not really the target demographic for The Curse of Grandma Maple. But I think it would be a very good book for younger kids because it's a very good mystery with a logical ending. It has dangerous suspense, but a little kid could read it without getting frightened. And the two mums have incorporated it very well, which is unique to books nowadays.
Now, Jax, I'm calling shenanigans. the scripted second child, I think I heard mom in there.
Hey, the second one?
That was intriguing. I heard intriguing.
No, my mom's book. Now, see, I'm wondering now.
My mom's book? Yep.
Kids are the hardest critics.
They are the hardest critics.
They don't just...
That's right.
Mish, you've heard your kids. They tell it like it is. And if they don't
they would
like
have
something,
told it like
oh, they bloody well done.
Trust me.
They would have absolutely. Mm. And I love that Corin says, this is not my target demographic, because Corin is 14.
He's 14,
And so what's the age demographic that we're aiming for?
Because early readers... 10 to 12.
Yeah, 10
yeah,
to 12.
8 to 12, probably.
8 to 12. Because
primary.
We see a lot of kids' books, which is fantastic. And again... the Teddy book from Jessica, Gender Fairy, all preschool kind of books that we've interviewed the authors here. Mm. Jax, I don't think there's a book like this.
Look,
on
I
the market.
Don't think I don't
I'm
think there
it.
Is.
There's not
yeah,
a book
look, if there
on
is,
the market.
Then, but certainly, so anything from as you say, preschool picture books. There's some really lovely ones now, and there's a bit of a variety. But say from that, so from five upwards, any book that is for kids that just happens to be about a rainbow family or where the kids have not a mum and a dad but something else.
Doesn't but it's not about that. And that's the great part. And it's, all it is the book is doing is normalizing it from
that's
what
right.
I'm picking up.
Yeah,
so
that's
which
exactly
is really
right.
great.
Because it's talking to its audience. It's saying we're just telling a story for kids and our kids need to have these stories where they can see themselves. We talk about this in the media. We talk about this in film and television. And even in kids, I can't believe that it actually is, Jax. We don't have a book
well, the thing is,
at that age
That's
group.
Right. And my kids are really great readers and they've read masses. But in all those years, in all three of them, they have never read a book where they have seen their family.
Yeah.
That's awful. And I just really, really wanted for them to have something and for other kids too to see
gorgeous.
Their family represented in it.
I'm looking forward to talking some more about this, actually. I think Gina has we talked about this before with Gina, where, you and I both haven't seen our represented in film and everything. So, well, we will touch more on that when we come back. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck, Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Family Matters.
I won't sing.
So. You won't sing?
No.
You're getting ready to there.
No. Sorry, I completely threw you.
Completely threw me off. Yes, you are listening to Family Matters, and this is your lighthearted look at parenting and rainbow families. Our guest tonight is Jax Tomlin. Jack, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm having a lovely time, guys. Lovely
Fantastic.
Time. Always do.
Jax, it's not that easy to just pull, a book out of the drawer and write it. So can you tell us a little bit more about this process?
Yeah, look, you're right.
Because you're busy.
You're right, yes, but I wrote it a while ago when I was slightly less busy.
Yeah, and now?
But, it is a very, very slow process. I think you do get quicker at them, but I'm certainly not that stage where I can whip them off yet. So, yes, it was a slow process, and mostly you write something to start with, and it's not very good, generally.
It's the vomit draft.
Yeah,
like
it's the vomit draft, and so you get that, and so it's a process of rewriting and getting people to look at it again and give you feedback and honest critical feedback.
Oh, that's I recommend partners are usually not very good at the critical feedback.
Sarah can do that now.
Oh.
We've been doing it for a long time.
Well
at
done.
First it was terrible. It'd be very tentative. You'd say, Jack, honey, look, I think, maybe, but now she says, yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's rubbish. It doesn't work.
Now, did you also sit down, because there are pictures I've seen on there's a campaign about
there
this
are.
And there are pictures. Did you draw the pictures as well?
I did not. I did not.
Really?
I have many talents, Jenna, but that is not one of them. So the fantastic illustrations are by the lovely, lovely Matt Glover, who has many talents. This is just one of them. And I've seen Matt's drawings and illustrations on Facebook, and they always make me smile, which is what I loved about them. There's something kind of whimsical about them. So when I had this idea to self-publish the book, I thought, well, what it just seemed an obvious thing to me. I thought that Matt could make it come alive. So Matt has done a couple of sketches for me, the one that I've used for the crowdfunding on Possible,
which is the kids in the canoe, and also a couple of sketches of the characters. And they're just gorgeous.
They're absolutely gorgeous. Can I say I'm glad they're wearing life jackets because I can't swim and I'm very happy always. Safety first in a canoe.
Does that make you too nervous there?
No. And actually there is a very funny story about Adrian, an Argonauts story about Adrian like almost drowning in the middle of the river in front of his children, but we won't take him back to that awful place.
Well, Matt's doing so a front, the back cover, illustrations of the start of each chapter, yep. And also doing a map of
yeah.
the kids' adventure
yep,
as well.
That's right. Wow. So hopefully, you know, what I think is that Matt's illustrations will really bring it to life. And I love the idea of having the little sort of mini illustrations for each chapter as well.
Now, it's about bringing something to life because, yes, you've written the book, but we still need it to be out there in the marketplace.
That's right.
And you've gone down the self-publishing
route. I have. So I have published proper books with grown-up publishers in the past, but I made a deliberate decision to self-publish this one.
And is that for editorial kind of control?
No, not really. Mostly it's because trying to get a publisher, it's a very long, tedious and nightmarish process. And I wasn't confident that I would get one with this. But it was actually more positive than that. This is about my family and it's about our community. And I really wanted to engage our community in the process of getting this book out.
Is this a different type of book compared to your earlier styles of writing?
It is. So the two books I wrote originally, which is a while back, one was a travel narrative, a girl's own adventure about a trip across Africa. And the other was actually a book called Making Babies, which was a book about the sort of practical side of creating a family. And it was a mainstream book but had a massive great chapter for lesbians and single women. And I wrote that because there wasn't anything at the time when I was going through this process that was Australian.
And again, here you are delivering something that we need, that we don't have
so.
In the marketplace.
I think so, yeah. And what's been really, really interesting is the response has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So I launched the crowdfunding 2 days ago, Tuesday, and I have absolutely, definitely got the sense from people, from comments and messages that people love the idea, really love the idea and want to see a book like this.
And this is the thing, Jax, you have done so much for Rainbow Families with the resources that you've put out there, with the research, the fact that you go out and you train maternal health nurses, and yet again, you are again delivering something now specifically for the kids. So a lot of the resources have been for the adults.
Absolutely,
to educate them and to make our lives as seamless and as easy as possible going forward. But this is actually now for the kids so that your kids and Rainbow Family kids out there, when they get to this age group, can go, actually, that's my family. And here's a really good story.
Yeah.
They see themselves but get entertained throughout that.
That's right.
How can we help? What do people need to do to get this
to get it up.
Book out there.
Well, I've set a target of $10,000 to actually produce the book. I want to pay people. I want to pay Matt as an illustrator. We are so used to doing stuff for nothing in the community and as creative people. So I will pay somebody to edit, to lay out, to do the e-publishing, to do a structural edit. And then there's the cost of actually producing the book.
That's not free.
And mailing out. What I need is for people to go online and have a look at the possible page and look at me doing the very daggy 2-minute clip.
Nah,
and my gorgeous kids. Yeah. That's a bonus. And I figure, you know, if a book costs, what, $15, if you can pledge that would be fantastic. More would be great.
Yeah.
And so I'm only running it for 3 weeks and we'll either do it or not. I actually deliberately chose possible. It's all or nothing. Because if I don't get enough, then I can't do it. I'm not going to tell Matt he's going to do my drawings for me and I'm not going to pay him. So that would be fantastic. Obviously, lots of people, small donations works well. Bigger donations are very welcome too.
And stories like this are good. And this is things, you know, you and I, like I said earlier, you and I have touched on before within earlier shows that growing up, we didn't see ourselves on television. Mm-hmm. We didn't see ourselves, you know, as a trans woman, as a trans kid, you know, well, I wasn't a trans kid, but I couldn't come out. I didn't see what I saw. Everything was
there was
very
no
negative.
Lesbian Greek pop-up book for me to read as a kid.
Yeah. That's on my next. That's on my list next.
Yes. Yeah. Lesbian pop-up.
Greek.
Lesbian Greek. Greek
in double book. Denim, ink in the garden. Yeah. Needs to be. Yes, that's a visual, mate. Just
we're on radio. Right.
That's not a good visual. But yeah, so you know, and that's what, you know, see a need, fill a need, and going in and actually, you know, offering your kids the ability to see themselves, well, literally in this case, but...
And in books.
And in books.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what I really liked about crowdfunding for the resource kit was that it felt like a community project.
Yeah.
And everybody put in, and we got a great thing out of it in the end, which has been really well received and used by lots of parents and lots of service users. And I feel like it's the same with this, that it feels to me like a really lovely opportunity for a community project.
Who? I'm curious. Who's Grandma Maple?
Well, this looks like a longer answer.
No, it's not really. Well, Grandma Maple is the. You find out who Grandma Maple is in the first chapter, and Grandma Maple is no longer with us may have died in mysterious circumstances. Oh. No, it's not.
It's a mystery.
That's right. And the name came, of course, from Maple because it was the most Canadian thing.
Oh yes,
but,
yes.
On my pancakes. Yum.
That's right. Yeah. But you've got to, you know, buy the book or get the book to find out more, which is a little ways away, but hopefully it's going
to
happen.
Jax, if you've got time to stick around, we'd love to talk to you more because you have been extraordinarily busy. You cool to stick around for another?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
And with things like this, of course, the kids will be all right.
Well, if we get out and support these things, the kids are all right. And the kids are all right because, as we've said, you are a researcher, you've been a teacher, or you are still a researcher, you're a trainer, you've been an amazing advocate out there for Rainbow Families. And there's a few other publications you've been working on recently with Rainbow Families.
Yep.
In conjunction with those. And I'd like to quickly just touch on those.
Absolutely. So these are with Rainbow Families up in New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And they were getting lots of requests for material, for resources. And they knew about the Outspoken Families Kit and they knew the work had been done. So we got together and had a bit of a discussion. And what we decided to do was to take some of the material from that original kit and to repackage it into smaller bite-sized pieces. Mm-hmm. So we, as a bit of a trial, we started with the school support guide, which was information articles taken from that original guide and that's now in a very cute little visual A5 format. And then that was absolutely snapped up and people loved it. So then we did the early years support guide. But for that one, we were able to add some additional material. So that was fantastic. So I wrote four new pieces. One was about the first LGBT antenatal class up in Sydney.
A couple of run in Sydney. Yeah.
Yep, and one has now run in Melbourne, which is absolutely fantastic because they were a total nightmare personally. But anyway. And then one was about gay dads, an overview, which is a lovely interview with Rodney Chan Cruz about the big picture issues for gay dads.
And he does and that
then
so well.
He does. Yeah. It's great. And then there were two other lovely ones, which I so enjoyed doing. One was with Mark, who's a trans dad, and just a delightful, positive, affirming story. It was like you're saying, Mitch, you know, there's so much out there that's negative.
Oh, yeah.
And this was a story about how all the medical people that they dealt with were well-informed and supportive, and how the staff at Kinder were fantastic and helpful and affirming.
Well, like I said with my stuff, you know, it can sit and tell people about what's going on in my transition the whole time, but how my kids have handled the transition, how my kids deal with every day. And that's why I was so passionate about doing this show with Gina, was because I wanted to get through to people through what my interactions with my kids and what that story is like. And so that's great to share that.
Yeah. And it's just such a lovely story. And then the last one was an interview with a delightfully named Dr. Divine. Bronwyn Devine, who is a fertility specialist who specializes in working with trans people.
Oh, fantastic.
And she was absolutely delightful, lovely interview. And she just talks about, she said, look, there's lots of challenges, but let's look at the possibilities and the opportunities. And that's what she does. So those four new pieces were included in those. And those are available, and that you can download them.
And Jax, you can download those free.
You can download them free. That's right. You can download them for free.
You know what? We get a lot for free and a lot of hard work you and Rainbow Families have put in, but you especially in doing this research, in interviewing these amazing people. And in fact, one of the other great things you can do for free for 10 minutes, we'll put this video up. You've got a little video, which is the most important things you know about starting a Rainbow Family in 10 minutes.
Yes, that one too. Yes, I've forgotten about that.
It's bloody amazing. Yeah. It's seriously, you've covered everything from talking about antenatal classes, challenges for gay dads, transgender parenting, questions, managing questions from others.
That's right. That was clever. I was asked to do that a little while ago. Yeah. So it was literally all the most important things I can think of in 10 minutes flat.
In 10 minutes.
In a video podcast.
So if there's anything you're going to watch, like it's one of the best things you can watch because literally you learn so much and you go, I never thought of that.
And if you're at the start of the journey, I think it's very informative.
Absolutely brilliant. But because we're almost down to 10 minutes, I want to know more about The Curse of Grandma Maple.
Yep.
Now, fundraising has started with a possible campaign.
Yeah.
I guess people want to know what they're going to get. What is this money going to pay for?
Okay, so
holiday back in Canada doing more research.
Right. I'm going to go sit in the deck chair and look at the lake. So as I said before, it was really important for me to pay people for the work that they do. So Naomi and Carly, who are we'll be doing the editing, so everything from a major structural edit to a proofread, and Carly will do the
because we don't need typos in kids' books.
That's right.
Really?
Well, you know,
literacy.
I am a bit of a perfectionist. This book will be produced to the same standard as my other books.
You've not actually sat with the child. I have a 7-year-old and 11-year-old who are perfect for this book, and when they're looking at words like all right.
That's right. Yeah. So Naomi and Carly, for example, they did the Outspoken Families kit, and they did it for, you know, the sniff of an ollie rag.
Yeah.
So I said, look, let's do this project, and I wanted to pay them for their work in the same way of paying Matt, an illustrator, to do the cover. It's a community project.
Yeah.
So there's all of that. And then there's the cost of actually producing the book and publishing it and getting it out into the community.
But they're also going to be doing, there's going to be a copy that's going to be available like on Kindles and iPads.
That's right. That's very exciting. So, Carly, I know nothing about that. And it was like the technicals just sent me into a spin. But she does. So it will be one of the things that we need to do is to format the manuscript so that it is suitable for e-publication, so that the kids will be able to download it onto iPads, onto Kindles, onto whatever e-reader.
And that's actually important for kids with a disability because I've got, young nephews with a disability and a lot of their education is actually on those devices.
That's
not in hard copy books. And those they're essential to their learning.
That's
so,
right. And they do read a lot. Yeah. Mine read lots of hard copy books and they read a lot of stuff on their devices as well. So that will be fantastic.
How do people, where do we go? Where do we sign up?
Where do you sign up? Okay, well,
Possible?
Yeah. Just go Google Possible and just go on to search and put in Rainbow Families and it will come up. Matt's glorious picture of the kids in a canoe will go there. My blog.
Yeah, we'll put something on our Facebook page.
That'll be great. If you're on Facebook, Jack Tomlin's.
You want to know more about that African adventure.
Well, we'll go to a break and then, because Jack is like, look, going, how
that's
can I get out of here? We've got
five more minutes is good.
Joy 94.9. You are on Family Matters, your lighthearted look at parenting and rainbow families. And tonight we have been joined by the wonderful Jack Tomlins, who has written a book and we want to see it published, but she wrote another book.
She wrote another book a couple of years ago, A Girl's Own Adventure Across Africa and Any Way How. Tell us.
That's right.
That, couple of seconds.
That was the first one, actually.
Oh, really?
Not available in bookshops now. It was some time ago, but there's still copies in libraries, so you can still get it.
Are any of you, like, any of your other public, like, any other things, like, maybe available on Kindle, or going to see them go to digital that you can distribute yourself, or?
I don't think so. Not those. I mean, the Making Babies book is actually properly out of date because the technology
your,
has.
Your hands did this. I was expecting you to say it was a pop-up book.
As a pop-up book. No. That one is out of date because the technology has advanced, although I'm not sure that there is anything Australian much still out there.
No.
But the A Girl's Own Adventure is still a good read. It's funny.
Have the kids read it? Or are they're not at the age demographic yet? Because I see here
but they could.
Funny tale about the dangers of enthusiasm and overriding common sense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a bit like that. So actually, I got a redundancy package and had a bit of money, and I said to Sarah, I think we were talking about a deposit on a house, and I said, my God, you could do something amazing with that. We could, like, I don't know, we could go to Africa. And we said, okay,
sure,
let's do that. So we took a year off and spent 6 months traveling around Eastern Southern Africa, and it was sensational.
Fantastic.
And, I wrote literally longhand in books and the back of buses, dusty buses, and then rewrote it all longhand, and then that was a journey too. But that was published. Yes, I don't know the current. Recall the
2003.
Date. 2003. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Gina.
Did my research.
So that was fun. That was my first. That was pretty special.
Now, again, thank you, Jax. One for coming back on. You were our first guest when we were talking to you about Outspoken Families Resource Kit for Rainbow Families, which has been my go-to guide for this show, and I recommend to everyone. You've now created more resources for everyone, so thank you so much. Thank you for creating a story, The Curse of Grandma Maple. Yep. We really hope it gets out there because I want to read it.
I was going to say, look, I may not be 7 or 11.
These books.
I'm actually curious. I want to read it because being North American,
Their parents will be reading it, trust me.
And I want people to be reading it because then you've promised me a pop-up book about a lesbian Greek girl who wears denim, and that will have to come next after this book.
Yeah.
Jax, you've been an absolute star coming in. Thank you so much. Mamma Mish, it's another show.
This is it. All right. Well, if you have missed our show tonight and come in late, you can get this podcast on joy.org.au/family matters, or you can get it on the podcast app on iTunes Store as well. You can follow us on facebook.com/family matters on Joy. And remember, we're also Twits. So you can get us on Family Matters 94.
Up next is the Bears giving you some Woof Guru entertainment for the rest of the night. And following them will be Pop Chops. Good night, everyone.
Family Matters, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Nichols Family Lawyers. Family law advice for the LGBTI community you can trust. NicholsLaw.com.au.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast. Your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families. Sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.